Thanks, man. It's good to be back with you. Welcome to Man to Man Express. I'm Dave Beggary with Brian Doyle, and Brian directs the Iron Sharpens Iron Men's Conference. Our guest is Chuck Stecker. He's written the book, forwarded by Patrick Morley, Men of Honor, Women of Virtue, Raising Kids to Keep the Faith. Chuck, a snapshot into your heart and passion that you hope that this book will have in the days to come.
Well, guys, I am so blessed by this time that we've got together, and I'll, you know, as we talk about this in terms of the impact, this was really birthed out of my desire for my own sons to have their step into manhood be different than mine was being raised in the 60s. And so it's just a continuation of that, hoping to help other men, but other families, single moms, parents, everyone involved.
As you have traveled around the country the last 7-8 years, share with us what is working, not only for parents, but for parents and the local church.
That's a great question. We talk about more than just the rite of passage. What's working is within churches that understand and are really going after and pursuing the intergenerational community with intentionality. And what that really means is that we value all generations. So as I talk about the rites of passage, in order for that to be successful, we really have to see, and the churches that are being effective, really beginning to visualize the church as a greenhouse, in a sense, that we've got all of these seedlings from the different types, different ages, and so forth. And the objective is, some have different dirt compositions, water, and lighting, but it's to help them grow strong as God intended them to be, so that if they're transplanted from there, they're able to withstand the elements. And those elements are, you know, the environment of the workplace, school, and things like that, that their faith applies for them there.
Now, I understand greenhouse, but tell us a little bit about this idea of rites of passage. What does that look like?
Well, the rite of passage is actually just a ceremonial time with some initial teaching that says we want to do this God's way. What we teach is just a weekend, pretty much event, but as part of a strategy that encompasses knowing God's plan for adulthood and how to define maturity from God's plan.
So, Chuck, in other words, that's a launch weekend?
It is. It's a launch weekend that engages the church, and it culminates in a ceremonial rite of passage, but the church is involved in this, and most people think of it as a youth event, when in fact it's a church event directed at the youth.
Let us know, like, what would happen in a rites of passage event?
You know, I guess the sessions involve, are you ready to understand God's plan for adulthood? Are you able to be an adult at age 13, 14, 15, and so forth? Are you prepared? And then finally, are you willing in terms of stepping across the line to say, you know what, this is the beginning of a journey, not the culmination of one. So the rite of passage is really not a finish line that all of a sudden we've arrived, but it's more like getting our young people to the starting line, and the starting line is Christian adulthood, not childhood faith.
Is this a time when the men of the church invite the younger men to enter into relationship with them?
Absolutely. You know, one of the interesting things, Brian, you and I, and Dave, we've been in men's ministry quite a while, and the fact of the matter is, ask any church, at what age does your men's ministry start? And in most cases, and I know there's exception,
right,
but they ponder and they go, well, you know, when the guy's out of college or married and he comes in then.
Right.
Why give Satan a 10-year foothold with our young men and then think that we can do damage control and bring them back?
And, you know, that's why, and I know you come to our conferences, that's why in our conferences we start at age 13. We call these guys emerging men. 20s, we call them pioneering men. But absolutely, these are men.
And they need to be regarded as that. And it's not just a question of announcing their manhood, but it's a question of celebrating their entry into adulthood and now really helping them understand what that means.
Chuck, what have you seen happen when a church fully embraces the model that you're presenting in Men of Honor, Women of Virtue?
Well, I can just tell you what pastors are telling me, youth pastors and that. They are seeing their young people becoming engaged in the church, the ministry, and the walk of spiritual maturity throughout the entire church, rather than just focusing and thinking that it only applies in the youth group. They're actually engaging and seeing themselves as young adults on a pathway to maturity with a lifetime of faith to walk in.
Dr. Chuck Stecker has been our guest. Again, the title of the book that we've been talking about over these 4 days, Men of Honor, Women of Virtue, Raising Kids to Keep the Faith. And we're making this available at our website at mantomanexpress.com. Chuck, we pray God's full blessing on you, and he'll just give great favor in the days to come in 2006.
Guys, again, my deepest appreciation and heartfelt thanks to you guys, not just for the interviews and the time that we've got together, but the tremendous work that you guys are doing for the kingdom to see men's lives changed. God bless you guys.